Technicians checked to make sure the cage wiring was live and could be shut off easily from the outside where the connections and box had been fastened to a pole, and that a barrier was erected to keep people from electrocuting themselves. It was a very elated, but carefully downcast, Turl, who was then escorted under heavy guard and put in Johnny's and the girl's old cage.
Ah! The sky again!
Said Turl. He hated the blue sky of Earth like poison gas.
But I must take no pleasure in it. It is only just that I will be confined here, exposed to public view and ridicule.
He had looked up some new words.
And mocked. It serves me right.
And so Turl went about his duty very honestly. The crowds came and he looked ferocious and leaped about, glaring at them through his breathe mask glass and making little children scream and flinch outside the barricade. He had heard of gorillas, beasts over in Africa, beating their chests, so he beat his chest. He was a real hit. The crowds came, they saw an actual cyclone. They even threw things at him. They had heard that he put Johnny in a collar, and young Lars visited him one day and told him, through the bars, that the crowd wanted to know where his collar was. Turl thought that a great idea. A couple of days later, five guards came in and put a heavy iron collar and chain on Turl and fastened him to the old stake. The compound commander was quite happy about it. But he told the guards that if Turl showed any sign at all of trying to escape, they were to riddle him. Turl's mouth bones wore a private smile as he capered and postured. He rumbled and roared. His plans were working out perfectly.
End of CD 19.